Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 7, 1806. Rifle repair. For several days now, the party has been killing and drying elk and deer for their travels up the Columbia. The meat is very poor, as is generally the case in the spring, before grass and other vegetation are available. Indians that they have met from upstream tell the captains that game is scarce ahead. Captain Clark writes today about the activities in camp.
This morning, Drewyer and the two Fields set out agreeably to their orders of last evening. The remainder of the party employed in drying the flesh of the 5 elk killed by Shannon yesterday, which was completed, and we had it secured in dried shaved elk skins and put on board in readiness for our early departure. We were visited by several parties of Indians from a village about 12 miles above us. One of them was detected in stealing a piece of lead. I sent him off immediately. I hope now we have sufficient stock of dried meat to serve us as far as the Chopunish, provided we can obtain a few dogs, horses, and roots by the way. The day has been fair and weather exceedingly pleasant. We made our men exercise themselves, shooting and regulating their guns. Found several of them had their sights moved by accident, and others that wanted some little alterations, all of which were completed, rectified in the course of the day except my small rifle, which I found wanted cutting out. Drewyer returned down the river in the evening and informed us that the natives had scared all the elk from the river above. I prevailed on an old Indian to mark the Multnomah River down on the sand, which he did and perfectly corresponded with the sketch given me by sundry others, with the addition of a circular mountain which passes this river at the falls and connects with the mountains of the seacoast. Captain William Clark, April 7, 1806.
Apparently, the rifling of Clark's small-bore Kentucky-style hunting rifle had worn down and the barrel needed reboring. John Shields, the blacksmith, had cached most of his tools at the Marias River, but he managed the job of repairing the men's guns to Clark's satisfaction. The captains had planned to leave tomorrow, April 8, but high winds forced them to unload the canoes, bring them back on shore, and wait another day. Monday, sheepskins for sale.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.